Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai Sri Sri Gaura Nithai Ki Jai Sri Gopalji Nath Maharaj Ki Jai श्री राधा गोपीजन वल्लभ की श्री जनार्दन स्वामी की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की थाई गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 27 एंटाइटल्ड द प्रोसेस ऑफ डीटी वर्शिप टेक्स्ट नंबर 15 द्रव्यै प्रसिद्ध्यै मद्यागः प्रतिमाधिश्व अमायिना आत्माइनः भक्तस्य च यथा लब्धैर् हृदि भावेन चैव हि द्रव्यै प्रसिद्ध्यैर्म उद्यागः प्रतिमादिश्वमायिनः भक्तस्य च यथा लब्धैर् हृदि भावेन चैव हि द्रव्यै प्रसिद्ध्यैर्म उद्यागः प्रतिमादिश्वमायिनः भक्तस्य च यथा लब्धैर् हृदि भावेन चैव हि प्रतिमादिश्वमायिनः भक्तस्य च यथा लब्धैर् हृदि भावेन चैव हि माताजी नवन द्रव्यै विथ आइटम्स ऑफ पैराफर्नेलिया प्रसिद्ध्यै एक्सलेंट मत्यागः माय वर्शिप प्रतिमादिषु इन द डिफरेंट डीटी फॉर्म्स अमायिनः हु हैज नो मटेरियल डिजायर भक्तस्य ऑफ अ डिवोटी च एंड यथा लब्धै बाय व्हाटएवर पैराफर्नेलिया ही कैन इजीली ऑब्टेन हृदि इन द हार्ट Bhavena by mental conception, cha and evahi certainly. Translation: One should worship me in my deity forms by offering the most excellent paraphernalia. But a devotee completely freed from material desire may worship me with whatever he is able to obtain and may even worship me within his heart with mental paraphernalia. Purport: A devotee still troubled by material desire tends to see the world as an object of sense gratification. Such a neophyte devotee may misunderstand the Lord's supreme position and may even consider the Lord an object of his own enjoyment. Hence, the neophyte must offer opulent paraphernalia to the deity so that he may constantly remember the deity is the supreme enjoyer and that he, the neophyte, is simply the worshipper and is actually meant for the deity's pleasure. That means he is actually meant for the deity's pleasure. In contrast, an advanced devotee, one fixed in Krishna consciousness, never forgets that the Supreme Lord is the actual enjoyer and controller of everything. The pure devotee offers his unalloyed love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with whatever paraphernalia is easily obtained. A Krishna conscious devotee does not waver in his devotion to Lord Krishna, and even with the simplest offering, he completely satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hari Bol. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू इन दिस चैप्टर ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग टू उद्धव अबाउट द डिटेल्स ऑफ डीटी वर्शिप ऑल ऑफ अस नो दैट इन रूप गोस्वामीज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ 64 आइटम्स ऑफ भक्ति Six items are most important. That is the holy name, the association of devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam, reading the scriptures, deity worship, residing in the dham, and worshipping Tulsi. So, of the 64, these six items are extremely important, and one of the items is deity worship. Srila Prabhupada said in one of his lectures that the Lord is inconceivable, achintya, the Lord is unlimited, the Lord is very difficult to achieve. But that Supreme Lord who is extremely difficult to achieve and one who is unlimited has agreed, has decided to come in a limited form, sakar, so that the conditioned soul in their conditioned state can touch Him, can serve Him, can dress Him, can relate to Him in so many wonderful ways. That means none of us are qualified to actually see the Lord because we are conditioned with material desires. But the Lord is so kind that if you read variety of literatures wherever the only attempt of the Lord is to somehow or other yena kena prakarana get the conditioned soul back to Him. So all of us conditioned souls have given Him up. We are rebellious against Him. We are living in a defying manner here as if we are Supreme Lords ourselves. But still, even after we reject Him and we come here, He still comes here behind us. Is it not wonderful? I mean, we have rejected Him. Why should He be coming in the deity form so that you can touch Him, you can worship Him, you can serve Him, you can feed Him, you can dress Him? He may say, I don't need. You have rejected me. Do whatever you want. But what is most dominating in the personality of Godhead is love. And that love, what is most prominent is Karuna. And that Karuna is based on love. Brijbasis always say that Krishna has one disease. He is obsessed with being compassionate. He is always karunamay. So, and his karuna is why? Because he loves everybody. His love is unconditional and absolute. And because of that love and compassion, he feels that, oh, somebody is desiring to meet me. And he is not qualified yet to meet me because he is not so pure. So let me take another form of deity. Let my unlimited form, let me who is unlimited, let me come in a limited form so that these conditioned souls can touch me, can worship me, can relate with me, can have an experience of being with me. How kind the Lord is actually. Extremely kind. And that too, He is not giving us one form. He has decided to come in so many forms. He has come in the form of Jagannath Ji, He has come in the form of Narasimha Bhagavan, He has come in the form of Varadev, He has come in the form of Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, and we can go on and on. He has come in Ananta Padmanabh, He has come in the form of Kanchipuram Vishnu Bhagavan, He has come in the form of so many lords. Variety of forms of the Lord, He has come in the form of Srinath Ji, a baby form of the Lord. So somebody who feels like motherly or fatherly to the child is one form. Somebody feels like servantly, there is another form. Vishnu, Lakshmi, Narayan are there. all kinds of so called premature or undeveloped emotion is also Lord is responding to. This is not true. You may have some naive, crude, undeveloped emotion to the Lord. Just like that. It may be artificial also. But there is a form available for you to relate to in that crude emotion also. That is the extent of compassion of the Lord. He's not just come, okay, I'll come in one form. You do whatever you want with that form. He's given unlimited forms. Even one person can meet the Lord as a baby in Srinathji form, one person can meet the Lord in Lakshmi Narayan form, one person can meet the Lord in Ram's form. There is so much of variety. Because spiritual life which Krishna offers us is always filled with unlimited variety so that you will never get bored with one thing. And even if we are attached to only one form of the Lord, Kavi Karnapur explains that his name, one of the names of the Lord is Adrashta, one who has never seen. To whom one who has never seen him. That person whom you have never seen. So how can you say? We see Gopinath every day. But what Kavi Karnapur explains that what you are seeing now is not seen by anybody even in the previous moment also. In the previous second, that darshan was not there because he is Navanavayaman. He is constantly new. He is ever fresh, ever new, every single moment of life. So what we have seen a minute before, a moment before, is not there now. It's a new thing. That means nobody has seen him. Even the gopis are seeing him every moment. In their mind, in their intelligence, in their chitta, in their every single thing, externally with eyes, on their retina, everything. Constantly they are seeing him. But still he is adrashta to them also. Because what they see now is that never seen before. So even if he has come in the deity form, the deity form also, because of being non-different from Krishna, he is always new and always fresh. That is the extent of mercy of the Lord. Even we are in conditioned state and we are following rules and regulations and Pancharatrika Vidhi of worshipping, I'm sure all of the devotees who are worshipping the deity, they will know every day that Lord is different. He gives you different responses on different days. Some day you may feel he is upset. Some day you may see he is very happy. Some day he will be very naughty. So many things will happen. While dressing him, you will find he keeps doing some leela with you. He is never static. He is always dynamic. Even in the deity form. When you offer food, when you dress him, when you put him to rest, when you wake him up in the morning, he is always very personal in response to the devotee's bhav. And the way we develop our bhav towards the deity also responds with that increasing bhav. That is why we say he is very compassionate. Because if he says you graduate first, then I will see you. Even if we are not Brahmin initiated devotees and we come to the temple to see the Lord is different every day. He may have worn the same ornaments, same dress, same turban. Maybe ditto you have duplicated on a particular day. But he will not be the same. He will look different. And the way you respond, the way you look at him, he will respond. Like I remember, our dear Vrajvasi Madan Mohanji was singing here on Shayan Aarti one day. And that is all deity worship. You may not go and dress the deities, but you are sitting and trying to please the deity through singing. And at the end of the deity, of that singing in the end, he said, did you notice that the flute of Gopinath was moving? I said, no, he didn't notice that. How will you notice? He will notice because he had that bhav. So he noticed that Gopinath's flute was moving as he was singing. So which means his response is so particular and unique to each and every devotee according to each and every devotee's unique bhav. Like he's walking towards Talavan and he's walking on the grass. It is said that to each grass, blade of grass, he is responding differently. To each bird, he is responding differently. To each cuckoo bird, he is responding in different fashion. So when he is live, sakshat, in Vrindavan, he is doing that. And even he is in deity form, he is doing the same thing because there is no essential difference between the deity and the Lord. I just went to one village called Dabara, where it's Rangadevi's village in this Kalpa. So there is a place where nice temple is developed where all the dolls are there. Radha and Krishna would play with dolls in that village. So recently that place is developed again, you know, nicely, many dolls are kept, you know, nice paintings are there on the wall where Vrishmanu Maharaj is giving a doll to Radha Rani and Kirtida Devi is giving a doll to Lalita Devi and so forth. And then Radha Rani is sitting on a horse with a male doll as a bridegroom, and Krishna is coming with a female doll as a bride. It's like very wonderful Leela or, you know, diorama is there. So on the wall, why I'm telling this story is that see how the bhav pushes the Lord to respond to the devotee. So there's a nice painting on the wall where the gopis are playing hide and seek, luka chupi, blindfold, and everybody's hiding behind a tree and bushes and everything. So one painter was painting that on the wall, and he would stay in the same room when he would paint and just rest there in the afternoon, again get up, again start painting, again it's like his quarters and he was painting. So he had almost painted and a little bit fine touches were remaining, and he slept in the afternoon and he woke up. When he woke up, for a while he saw all the sakis were running, all the sakis were hiding, were running in the picture, and he was kind of startled and scared, you know, scared actually. And that was like a reality for him. You may feel he is a mad person, he may have some hallucination. But whatever gopis he saw, I mean, he painted them, they were all running around in the painting, in the forest there, whatever he had painted. Because he had that bhav, he was not just painting mechanically, he was a great devotee of the Lord. So what to speak of deity when it is said that the deity may be in the form of painting, deity may be in the form of wood, in the form of stone, pancha dhatu, or you may just go on. All this variety of deity manifestations are non-different from the Lord and from each other also. So even the painting is a deity, and if you relate to the painting with bhav, the painting will respond. That much mercy Lord is showing when he comes in the form of deity. Imagine. All that we have to do is just go and see him once in a day at least. And what benefit is giving in the deity worship? Even if you are not pujaris, even if you are not Brahmin initiated, we just go to see the temple, in the temple the Lord, and the aarti is going on. It is said in scriptures that if you stand in the aarti, when the pujari is doing the aarti, somebody is doing chamar and somebody is doing the aarti, one after another items are being offered, you get the same benefit of doing the aarti yourself. Just by being present over there, you don't done anything. Even if the aarti is not going on and you are just observing the darshan of the Lord from lotus feet to the tip of the head, whatever, peacock feather, just observing each and every item, what the Lord is wearing today, what is wearing in the feet, what is wearing on the arms and bracelets, on the chest, in the dresses and choker and peacock feather and hangers and everything. It is said you get the benefit of dressing the Lord yourself. Just by observing the Lord's Shringar, you may not have been in the altar for 2 hours. That kind of mercy the deity is offering. It is one-to-one, face-to-face experience every day the Lord is giving us. It is also said that when you go in front of the deities, the deity takes all your negativity and frees you from all the negative situation within yourself at that moment of time. It's like you go to bathroom and bathe yourself, you know. The Lord is bathing us spiritually when you see Him in the morning or whenever you go to see Him. Only what requires is little emotion of love, appreciation, faith with which we have to see Him. And there is a word in Hindi, dekhna and niharna. One is seeing, another is beholding, you can say. One is seeing with great intent, emotion. Observing with great emotion, that is niharna. And seeing means just see, offer your dandavat and run away. But we must learn to see the Lord, actually see the Lord, behold the Lord's beauty, see what's happening, keep observing. The best example to learn to behold the Lord is to know how a mother sees her own child who is infant. She can go on seeing the baby for hours and hours and hours, and the same baby is given in your lap, you will be bored in 1 minute. But the same mother can see the child for hours and hours and hours without even blinking her eyes, with sometimes tears in eyes of love. So what is she watching? With which you have got bored. No, she is not watching, she is expressing her love through her eyes. Pouring, bathing the baby with love through her eyes. If we see the Lord in the way the mother looks to the baby, all the benefits of deity worship is with you. Just by serving the Lord like that. And this particular shloka explains about that one must offer everything in excellent manner to the Lord. Whatever best you have to the Lord. But then he says, my devotees, whatever they can gather, they offer me, but they offer with great love. And what is actually Lord offering? Lord accepting. Is he accepting the opulence of the items that you are doing? There are two aspects of any offering. Let us consider food items. There can be great opulent offerings, 56 offerings at one time may be there. There may be 108 offerings may be there. Of all variety of South Indian, North Indian, Middle Indian, East Indian, West Indian, whatever. There may be all kinds of items with all costliest, purest, organic situation. And the second aspect is love with great devotion. So the best example we see in Srimad Bhagavatam is Bahulashva and Shuddha Deva. One is king of Mithila. He has all the opulence, whatever he can offer. And one is a poor Brahmin. He is staying in a hut and he has got cow dung spread floor, and he has only a gunny sack to offer to Lord to sit on. And king has no hastidanta, what is it called? Ivory furniture and velvet and silk to sit on, and charmers of golden handles, and so many servants are offering, and there are so many items, you know, gold plate, and you cannot imagine the taste and the quality of the items. So the Lord went to both the places at the same time. He didn't reject any invitation. He became two, and one Lord went into Bahulashva's palace and another went to Shuddhadev's hut. And both of them served. And he said that both of them had equal kind of devotion, pure devotion. The king was offering all this opulence with great love. And the king also danced. And the king took the Lord's lotus feet and massaged the Lord's lotus feet. And Shuddhadev offered Lord a ground seat, sitting on the ground with some cloth, some ragged cloth, and some little bit food here and there, some dry things he offered. And then danced for the pleasure of the Lord. And again took the Lord's feet in his lap and massaged the Lord's lotus feet. It is said Lord enjoyed it at both the places, and he just blessed them with so much of love and devotion. So what was Lord accepting? In the dry rotis and in the succulent 108 items at Bahulashva. The love. And what is he impressed with? He cannot be impressed with the opulent things that you have, because all opulence is given by him only. All 24 elements, all the intelligence to cook, all the arts to cook, and all the variety of items, recipes, everything the Lord has given. Everything belongs to him. So there is nothing to be proud of that I offered this to you. What is our original item is on our own, is love, is feelings, emotion. And he is hankering for that. He is not impressed with anything else. So what is the most important item in the worship of deity is the emotion, the love that we have, or whatever we are attempting to have. The feeling, the Lord is hungry for that feeling. He is so hungry for that feeling of love that Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sevya Mano. In the spiritual world, one Lakshmi has so much opulence, and such hundreds of Lakshmis, thousands of Lakshmis are with full of their opulences, are ready to serve the beck and call constantly. But he says that I have given up all the opulence of Vaikuntha. It's not that they don't love me. They also have so much of love for me. With so much of opulence they serve me. It's not that they don't serve me and I'm not happy there. But I give up all that opulence of the Vaikuntha. And I come to Vrindavan and I don't even tell them I'm the Lord. I give up my lordship also. I don't even wear footwear. I don't even wear ornaments. I only wear polished flowers. I wear peacock feather, which is a simple thing. I walk barefoot. But I come all the way to Vrindavan Dham in his incognito, not even to eat, but to steal and eat. To steal and eat the buttermilk and the butter and the milk and curds. All is his only. He has only created. All the elements are his only. All the cows are his only. Everything is part and parcel of his only. What is not his? Everything is owned by him. Why he has to steal? Because he knows that there is some different kind of happiness which he is looking for, which he is hungry for, which he wants in the hearts of all these Brijvasis and the Gopis and the Gopalas. And he wants to have that. That is why he comes. All the Gopis are complaining every day. But he is still going and stealing. And still arguing with them and still cheating them, still making fun with them. Because constantly he is enjoying that emotion of love in the hearts of all the Brijvasis and all the devotees. All the cows, all the monkeys, all the peacocks, all the cuckoo birds, every single living entity who is there in the Braj, he is hungry for that love. So, we have to focus on this item. We can say that I offer something only when we have that emotion. Because that is on your own production. There is nothing else is your own production. Everything else is borrowed wealth. So, the example of Shrutadev and Bhayulasha is very inspiring because they actually exemplified how if one is richest or how one is poorest, how one can please the Lord and what is actually attracting to the Lord. That they have given example. Then we know how Purushottam Chobe at Mathura and his wife were serving the Lord. Advaita Acharya handed over the deity to them of Madan Gopalji. And the Lord was staying in Mathura with Chobe's house, Chaturvedi's house. And his wife would take a stick in the hand and scold the Lord. Just you stand here, better you eat. You're always so naughty. You never come on time. You always are mischievous. You never eat properly. Stand here now, eat. And she's holding and Krishna is trembling and eating. So what is the Lord is impressed with in this? He doesn't have to get threatened by somebody, scolded by somebody. He is the Supreme Lord, a big Swarat. But he is enjoying that emotion which he is offering with so much of motherly love. And Sanatana Goswami is now teaching her, hey mother, what are you doing? This is not the way to worship the deity. And she was such a simple hearted, loving lady. She just immediately got scared what I was doing. And she started offering prayers. And the Lord said, Sanatana Goswami, in the dream, you have spoiled everything. I was enjoying that, such motherly love. But now that she has changed her bhav, I am no more happy there. Now you take me. So Sanatana Goswami also a unique personality. He said, I don't have anything, my Lord. I am beggar, I beg something and I get some wheat flour and I soak the wheat flour in Jamuna water. I make some balls and I bake them in some cow dung and wood fire. And I eat that. There's no salt, no spices, nothing is there. No, whatever you have, you offer me. Say, I don't have any sweets. You tomorrow ask sweets. Today you will say, okay. Tomorrow you will say, I want sweets. I am used to eating sweets and I used to eat butter and I am used to eating ghee and milk. I don't have anything. No, I will come with you. So again, Lord has changed the location, but is again enjoying the bhava of his devotee. And Sanatana Goswami, one day the Lord said, what is Sanatana? You are offering me only saltless food every day. Yes, offer some salt at least. He said, I told you that you will ask me salt today, tomorrow you will ask sweets. Where I will get sweets from? Whatever you say, please accept. And the Lord is enjoying. And Lord only arranged for salt later on. Same way our Loknath Goswami is moving around, shedding tears, calling the Lord in the very forest of Vrindavan, in Umrao and in Khadirvan and all the places. And he's sitting and meditating. Suddenly the Lord jumps out of the lake and comes in his lap and gives a smile. And he says, I'm with you now. Please, I want to be with you. He said, I'm a fakir. I'm wandering mendicant. I don't have anything. I don't have time. I don't have anything. When I eat, when I do what, there's nothing. I'm totally out of control of the situation. How will I serve you? He says, no, whenever you feel like eating and you eat, you feed me also. So he kept him in the bag in around the neck and wandered in the forest, and whatever he got, he offered to the Lord and ate. Imagine. Then so many wonderful examples. We have the wonderful example of Ghanshyam Baba in Vrindavan. Our Maharaj has told us so many times personally also, and he's written in a book also. He had simple rice and simple roti and sabji, and he would sit in front of Gopijana Vallabha, sit down and take one morsel the way we eat, and he will take to the mouth of Radharani, take to the mouth of Gopijana Vallabha, and the second item he will offer to the mouth of Radharani to Gopijana Vallabha and keep. Tears in eyes, he would touch this food item to their mouth, you know. Such overwhelming emotion was there. It may not conform to any Pancharatrika Vidhi. It may not come in the any regulations what we follow. This is spontaneous love. This is Raganuga Bhakti. This is Prem. And Lord actually had so much love, the Lord manifested Himself from the sand of Yamuna. Just He was writing Radha Radha on the sand of Yamuna and wiping, again writing, again wiping. He was hit with the tip of the crown of Gopijana Vallabha. And he dug and he found the deity of Gopijana Vallabha, because it was written down at the bottom, Gopijana Vallabha. And that's how He served Him. He had nothing. The Lord was so pleased. Even the onlookers were so pleased. And they were also overwhelmed to see the devotion that Ghanshyam Baba had. Then how Yashoda fed Krishna? Rukmini Devi is sitting in Dwarka. And Rukmini Devi is the epitome of all Bhagya Lakshmis. She is the queen of all Bhagya Lakshmis. Everybody else is Bhagya Lakshmi also, but she is the queen, topmost, epitome. So she would personally cook for Krishna. She could have served with so many servants, but she would personally cook for Krishna. She will personally serve Krishna. She will sit next to Krishna and she will fan Krishna and watch how he is eating, which item he is eating, and eager to serve what he wants to have, second time, third time, whatever. You can imagine this is the best situation for a devotee. The Lord is eating and you are sitting next to Him and feeding. And you have cooked the best of things that you have. Everything that best you have is offered to the Lord. And you are sitting next to the Lord and you have the chance to serve the Lord. Most pleasing situation. But the Lord is still found to be a little sad and crying. And it's not that He is upset with her. He is very happy with her devotion, emotion, everything. But He is still having that emotion. So Rukmini is saying, my Lord, please tell me, what is wrong? Have I done any mistake? Please tell me if there is something wrong. I can correct it immediately. But please tell me, why are you crying? Are you not happy? Can I please you by any other way? Have I done something mistake? She is so eager to please. Her pleasure is the topmost goal in her life while she is doing the activity of serving the food to the Lord. The Lord is saying, no, my dear Rukmini, I am so happy with you. Your love is so perfect. Your items are so perfect. Your way of serving is so perfect. I am so happy with your serving. Then why are you crying, my Lord? He said, I am remembering my mother Yashoda. When I was small, I had no teeth in my mouth. And there were so many, hard items like laddus or something, which used to be hard. And my gums were very delicate. So what she would do, she would pick up those hard items, put it in her mouth, chew it, mix it with her saliva, make it a beautiful paste which is palatable to my gums and my gums' delicate situation, take out from her mouth and put in my mouth. How can these 56 items match with that which my mother was feeding? He's not trying to compare mother and, but he was explaining the way the mother would feed Krishna. And this was every day. There was no रूल एंड रेगुलेशन ऑफ पंचरात्र का विधि देर, हाउ कैन यू ऑफर समथिंग फ्रॉम योर माउथ टू लॉर्ड? अरे व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ यशोदा देवी, इवन द कावर्ड बॉयज डेली वुड टेक आउट फ्रॉम देयर माउथ एंड वुड सर्व कृष्णा, एंड कृष्णा वुड रिलीज इट लाइक एनीथिंग. ब्रह्मा वॉज बिविल्डर्ड बिकॉज ही वॉज ऑन द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन, सो ही कुडंट रिलेट टू दैट. हाउ कैन दिस हैपन? हाउ कैन ही बी लॉर्ड हु इज ईटिंग मुची फूड फ्रॉम द माउथ ऑफ कंडीशन सोल्स और वॉट एवर लिविंग एंटिटीज. So this is Vrindavan, this is the mood of Vrindavan. Love is so overwhelming that Krishna can do anything. What to speak of Vrindavan? Even Ramchandra was wandering in the forest and some aboriginal, lowest of caste personality, Shabri Devi. You know, her caste was like, you can imagine the most lowest of all caste. She is Billa, the wandering aboriginal caste. And she was alone. And she was very old, and she also had that emotion of devotion and love, and not that only that day she plucked some berries and she kept it. From the age of 5 till the age of 85, every single day she was going to the forest and plucking the berries, thinking that today my Lord will come. Because she had in ecstasy that time forgotten to ask her Guru, when is he going to come? The Guru said, the Acharya who accepted her, he said that in this life you will definitely see the darshan of Lord Ram. And she was in so much ecstasy, and she remained in ecstasy, and the Guru went. And when she came down of ecstasy to normal situation, she remembered, "Arey, I forgot to ask when he is going to come." That means from now onwards, any time he may come. She has such faith in the words of Guru. So from age of 5 till she actually saw Lord Ram at the age of 85 maybe. So many years had passed. She was every day decorating the road and plucking the berries, and every day eat the berries and keep the half-eaten berries aside, which was sweet. That day also did same thing. That means you can imagine, without even having the Lord in front of her, she was doing that lovable activity for so many long years without any frustration that, oh, 20 years have passed, oh, 5 years have passed. For us, oh, 1 week has passed, 1 week I've been doing this, I will stop now. The day will come, I'll go to the forest again and pluck the berries. No. And when the Lord came, she was in ecstasy. She had the berries in her basket and she would again eating. She was again eating and testing and giving the Lord. And Lakshman was disturbed. The Lord said, "Shh, don't disturb. Let this Leela go on. I will explain to you later on. We'll talk about it later on." The Lord released. Now what was the opulence in that berries? The forest berries. What other items were there? Nothing. There was no rice and dal and gulab jamuns were not there. Maybe Lord would love from Kausalya's hand something sweet. There was nothing. Only berries were there. So what was Lord? It was the most opulent thing for the Lord, which Lord was, as per this verse, the most opulent thing that she had, she was offering with the most of love of her heart. And the Lord was accepting both the things together. So opulence is not in things. The opulence in the bhav of what we offer to the Lord. The Lord has no interest in the items because the items are all material. From the 24 elements, they are the manipulated items. But the emotion coming with that nourishes the Lord's heart, satisfies him, invokes love and blessings from his heart for the person who is doing that to the Lord. So these are our ideals. These are our ideals. How does Madhumangal feed the Lord? Madhumangal is watching. Everybody is eating together. And everybody is stealing food from each other's plate. Everybody is running with each other's box and throwing the box to others. And it's all chaos according to him going on. You know, nobody is able to eat what they have got. Everybody is just stealing, and Krishna is also stealing, and Krishna is also running around. So he had a pot of lassi and he was coming and he saw, "My God, before I get into this mess, I should finish my lassi." And he was gulping, and sure enough everybody saw him, and then he also saw that they saw him, and they were all, they left their arena and they're running to him to catch him. How can he just have the lassi alone? He has to share with us. And he was just drinking in express speed. But you know, you have some limitations of the body. You cannot just gulp everything. If I give you 5 liters of lassi, you can't just drink in 5 seconds.
You have to wait till you take a breath and gulp and have the deglutition and the expiration, and you take a gap in between and you... So he couldn't finish it. And by the time Krishna and all the boys reached, and he just gulped everything in the mouth and everything was still in his cheeks. And Krishna gave him good gulcha on his cheeks, you know. And a beautiful stream of lassi came from his mouth. And Krishna immediately cupped his hands and drank it. Brahma was bewildered. What is this? This is too much. This is too much. Stealing from each other's tiffin and running around is fine. I can still understand they are childish and they are playful. But this is too much. This is right coming from Madhu Mangal's mouth. And Krishna is so happy in drinking it. He has no taboo. He is not bothered who is watching, not watching. He is just enjoying the emotion, that the love that Madhu Mangal has for him. Then, Reed also mentioned about mind. That if you don't have anything, even in mental meditation you can offer. Rupa Goswami tells the story in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That one Brahmin is there, very poor, you know, staying in a forest, and every day he would sit down and offer. He would make kheer and items and he would offer to the Lord. Deep emotion, deep meditation. And one day in his deep meditation, he made a hot kheer and he put his ring finger, a little finger, to see whether it is hot or whether it is offerable, whether it is enough warm to offer. And his meditation broke because his finger burnt. He woke up and he saw his finger was burnt. There was no kheer, nothing there. But his finger burnt. So Rupa Goswami explains, even that Lord offers, accepts. And this is not true in Kali Yuga only. This is true in all the yugas. Mental offerings are offered, accepted by the Lord. Vasudeva was in the jail of Kamsa. And when Krishna was born, he was nothing he had in his position right that time. He offered 200,000 cows decorated with gold and ornaments and with silken cloth on that and with ghungru, that ankle bells, and with peacock feathers on the tail and the caps of gold on the horns of the cows. Such decorated 200,000 cows he offered in the mind to Brahmins. Sometimes I have gone inside on that side and Prabhus were doing yajna on the birth of Krishna. And they called me as a Brahmin. And I was told to bless the Lord. And I was told to offer cows. And I had to do deep meditation. Because that was my service, to offer blessing to the Lord. A very unusual situation. But it was told that there is a Brahmin required and he has to bless the Lord who is just newly born. And I was accepting cows and I was also giving cows. And such a beautiful, purifying, enchanting experience it was. There was nothing, there was no cow, there was nothing, neither I am qualified, nothing is there. But still everything is there. Is it not true? That is Krishna consciousness. That is divinity. That is the life of bhakti, the opulence of bhakti. You may not have anything, but you still have everything. Because you have the Lord. So, this is how our life goes on. And then, we know how Radharani would cook for Krishna. She was blessed by Durvasa Muni that he would, whatever she will cook, it will be more nectarian than Amruta. And whoever will eat, he will be free from disease and he will be always victorious. So Yashoda Devi tricked one time, you know, nicely, sweetly spoke and started taking Radharani. And Radharani would, it was observed that Radharani would stand and control thousands of burners at one time with thousands of her sakis, fully coordinated, well controlled guidance to all and cooking the most wonderful items. And then she would cook for Krishna. She would go to Pavan Sarovar, and Mother Yashoda had made a special well for her, Yashoda Koop, in her private ghat in Pavan Sarovar. And she would cook there for Krishna. And Krishna would come at noon time and she would see from window what's happening. What is he eating? What is he like today? What he has not like today? And every item, see, Krishna knows that she is looking. So Krishna would take every item and say, "This is so useless item. Dauja, you eat. I don't want to eat this item." Is there no taste in this? What kind of item is this? And like that he would do. He is relishing in the heart all that love and happiness and the opulence of devotion in that item. And externally he would act like this. And Radharani would almost fall in tears. And then they would all laugh holding their tummies, you know, the way Krishna is doing. So, another emotion is there. Krishna is responding to different people in different way, to their emotions and to give them pleasure and happiness and increase his happiness. So, then we have example of Raghunandan Thakur. Raghunandan's father told that today I am going to some work. You offer this to Krishna. So he was a playful boy and then Raghunandan explained to him, this is how you do. Step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. And then Krishna will eat and then you take the plate back. So he did all the steps. And he is sitting there. And Krishna is not eating only. Which is that deity? Raghunandan Thakur's deity? Gopinath, right? In Sri Khanda. The Lord is not eating only. And he's sitting there and wondering why Lord is not eating. And he started crying to the Lord, my Lord, you don't eat, my father will scold me. I'll get a beating today. And the Lord is not moving. And the Lord is not moving. And he's begging and begging and crying, I will not leave from here. You have to eat, my Lord, you have to eat. First he went to play and come back. He came back because he was said, keep it for some time. He went and played and came back. Lord is not eating only. He's requesting. The Lord's heart melted finally. The Lord appeared from the deity and he ate everything. The plate was empty. And Raghunandan was so happy. He went back and gave the plate to his mother. And mother said, where is the prasad? He said, the Lord ate everything. So he said, my boy has become very naughty. He's become too naughty. He's eating the food offered to the before offering to the Lord. He's become very naughty. And the father came from outside. He said, where is the Mahaprasad? Give me Mahaprasad. He said, there is no Mahaprasad. Raghunandan, where is the Mahaprasad? He said, Lord ate Mahaprasad. Lord ate the prasad, food offered to him. So what is this nonsense? The boy has become too naughty. What kind of training we are giving him? All the while we are offering the food and we are eating Mahaprasad and we are getting rich in Krishna consciousness. This child is eating before offering to the Lord only. Okay, you offer again. Go and offer again. And he was hiding in the deity room. And again the Lord was not eating and Raghunandan is crying and crying and crying. And the Lord came down and ate. And I don't know exactly whether the Lord showed father half the laddu. The Lord ate and he held the hand. And the Lord laddu is still there in the deity's hand. It is Sri Khanda, right? Like this half laddu. The laddu is separately also kept in the altar somewhere. So people asked, so Raghunandan, who is the father and who is the son? So father said, I am the son, he is the father. Marathi mein English bolta na, wo baap hai, baap. So like that, he was a real baap in devotion. And Raghunandan's father accepted out of his humility that my son is my master, my father. He taught me what devotion is like. I was trying to teach him how to offer, but he taught me how to offer. He is the one who taught me how to offer. I was simply offering as per the rules and regulation, but he taught me how to offer with the heart. And then you know how Raghav Pandit used to feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh. Raghav Pandit, Krishnadas Kaviraj says that if only you study the content of Raghav Pandit's bag, your life will be perfect. Suppose somebody, onlooker, hears or reads this, they'll feel this people are totally crazy. In their scripture, they only study the items of food in somebody's bag and they foolishly claim that you will attain everything in life. That's why the esoteric intimate truths are completely oblivious to non-believers. All this wonderful inner depth of truths are revealed to those who have faith and love for the Lord. And even if you read that, what is exposed to you, is available to you, still you will not understand. Such a beautiful curtain the Lord has put. If you pay the price of love and faith, it will be opened. The curtain which is invisible also will be removed from your eyes. And you will see and understand. And there is no belief and there is rebellion. Then the thing is, you are reading the thing, but you feel so funny. Raghav Pandit The Lord was, Nityananda was eating dahi, chira dahi at Panihati, at the bank of Ganga. And Raghava Pandit came there. What is this? Today is my time, scheduled to eat with you at my home. I wanted to feed you. This is my time. He said, I will eat in the evening. And then the Lord went in the evening, Lord Nityananda, and ate. There was room full of item. And Raghava Pandit would keep on adding and adding and adding and keep on carrying with him to feed the Lord, and Lord would eat. So much love is there. It was not considered by the Lord, oh, it is 6 hours old, it is 6 days old, it is maybe rotten, it may be having fungus, it may be having so many things. There is no consideration of all these things. Love surpasses all the dualities, all the differences, all the mistakes, all the deficiencies. Everything is reconciled when there is love. When your daughter learns cooking and you are testing her item for the first time, you know, what are you testing? What risk you are taking? But the father and mother will say, oh, how wonderful. Although it is burnt rice, he will say, oh, how tasty the burnt rice is. It tastes so different. But the daughter-in-law cooks first time when she comes to your home. You see, there will be a big list of feedbacks. The mother-in-law will give daughter-in-law. The difference is only love. That's all. The love factor is there. Everything is reconciled. The love factor is not there. Everything is unpalatable. The best of things in the world are unpalatable. That's why Lord rejected Duryodhana's 56 items feast. He had made the best of all items with all his opulence and all his adhikar. But what the Lord did? Lord knew he was kapti, he was cruel, he was having malicious intents, he was having selfish political motivations. So he just walked by and entered unalarmed, unnoticed in the house of Vidurani. And what she offered? She had nothing in the house. Only some banana she found. And in the, it's like, you know, we may say, how stupid it is. How foolish of her. You know? She had only bananas and she could have been so attentive. She should have been so attentive. If she had nothing, she should have been so attentive in offering what she had. But she was in so much overwhelming ecstasy, and like a foolish personality, she was removing the banana and throwing away and giving the peels to the hand. And the Lord was enjoying eating the peels one after another. And somehow Vidura came to know, the Lord has come to my house. He didn't tell me, but he came all of a sudden out of his kindness. And he came and he saw his so-called, inverted commas, foolish wife offering peels of bananas to Lord. And Lord is saying, oh foolish lady, what are you doing? Lord said, Vidura, keep quiet. Let this go on. This is how it is. He's so happy in eating the banana peels. I remember one time, one of our god brothers, Devakasit Prabhu, His Holiness Radhana Swami was trying to visit devotees' houses in Mira Road. Huh? And he did only once. He wanted to do every Tuesday, but only one Tuesday was the fortunate Tuesday where he did this. And the last house was Devakasit Prabhu's house. And I was accompanying from one house to another, and everywhere the instruction, guidance, everything was given for 5 minutes, what to do and what not to do, everything was done. And the last house was his. And he was totally instructed properly how to receive, what to do first, what to do next, what to do next, keep Mridang Kartal ready, 5 minutes kirtan, garland, everything was told. And everything he had kept ready. But as soon as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj came to his house, he went in ecstasy. He totally went in ecstasy. And I was like, what are you doing? Man, do this, where is the garland? Where is this, where is that? He was just like completely bewildered, completely confused. And finally I said, Mridang, where is Mridang? He said, Mridang, where is Mridang? Where is garland? Where is this? He's asking me only. I said, I'm asking you. Tell me where it is. And finally he couldn't answer any single question, could not bring a single thing. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was watching him. And then Radhanath Maharaj told me, he's in ecstasy. And I could that day first time see what real ecstasy is, you know. So, nothing was done, what was supposed to be done, to please Guru Maharaj coming home. But still so much pleasure was there in seeing the confusion and ecstasy, like the wife of Vidura. In so much ecstasy and confusion, she was offering pills. And Lord was enjoying it. So like that, even Guru is accepting the love. He may eat 56 items in some rich man's house and he may eat some dry roti in somebody's house. But doesn't make any difference. In both the places, Sri Guru is only eating the love, accepting the love and emotion behind which it is offered, with which it is offered. And uttermost important thing in everything, there may be hundreds of mistakes, but if there is love, everything is forgiven. Everything is accepted. Everything is reconciled. Everything becomes perfect when covered with love. And then lastly, we will like to speak about Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya. The Lord was, God promised, my mother, I am going away, but I promise you, whenever you will cook, I will come and I will be eating over there. What are the three places? One is Raghavapandi's house, one is Sachi Mata, and one is dancing. So he promised his mother, and till the end of her life, she was cooking, and Lord Chaitanya was accepting that food personally. Then he gave her his own deity to Vishnupriya and said, I know when I'll go away, you will not be able to see me. My mother can see me, but you will not be able to see me. But you cook and offer, and I will personally eat your food with this form of Dhameshwar Gauranga. And that divine lady, Vishnupriya Devi, she was only 16 years old. She lived till 96 years old. You know, how many years? 80 years of Kali Yuga, this particular Kali Yuga. And she would chant one Hare Krishna Mahamantra and take one rice grain aside. And chant whole day and keep all the grains aside, one by one. And what? And whatever grains would, I don't know, whether 100 grams would collect or 50 grams would be collected. I don't know, 50 grams of rice, how much grains will be there in that? Who has counted ever? 1 kilo of rice, how much grains are there in that? There may be millions of grains, I don't know. But she would chant, maybe not like us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, not like that she would chant. She would chant with so much of love and emotion, such devotion. And then she would put aside the grain, and that she would cook and offer to the deity. And Lord was so happy to accept that rice, soaked in overwhelming oceanic love of Vishnupriya Devi. We never read her name. In whole Chaitanya Charitamrut after the Sannyas Lila, do we ever read her name? But all the Chaitanya Charitamrut after that is because of her mercy, because of her kindness, because of her sacrifice of love that she did. He said, my Lord, whatever pleases you and whatever thing is the best thing we should do, I am for it. My desire of being with you is not important. What will please you is important, my Lord. So you can do whatever pleases you. That means you can go and take sannyas. Because she said that, all the Leela afterwards for next 24 years continued. And she is the base platform behind that. Although her name is never mentioned after that. Today we go to Koladvipa and see those chapels, the Lord's footwear and the deity of the Lord. There we understand her glory. There's so much love she had. And Lord has promised every day would eat from that Dhameshwar Gauranga form that He had given her. So ultimately, deity worship is the most wonderful thing. But finally we have to come after rules and regulations, finally we have to understand that love is the supreme. The love is a fundamental principle which is the essential aspect of the deity worship. And if the love is there and some mistake is there, there will be no problem at all. There will be no offense. So we all have to strive. It's good to speak here of that love and to cite examples. But we all have to strive all our life to develop that emotion. Because finally, we may be best in doing all the rituals. But it won't mean anything. Who cares? The Lord doesn't care for all your ritualistic activities and mantras that you are so expertly chanting in such a perfect tone and rhythm and meter. It doesn't impress him because it is still material and external. Oh, bhav bhaiya. What is important, Lord also told Ramananda Raya, oh, finally, the love which attracts him. That's only he is in want of. Rest everything he has. And by chanting Hare Krishna every single day, by following Guru's order sincerely every single day, by doing our daily spiritual course every single day out of love and respect for our Guru Maharaj will lead us one day to that love, definitely. And this, it is not something that impossible thing in life. It will be there and it will be achieved, provided we follow the path with sincerity and with love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If there is any comment or question, Hare Krishna. Yes? Shri Radhe. I wish and pray that all of you can bless, that all of us together, while serving together, we develop that loving sentiment, make our life perfect and successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.